KBB.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hey, 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 welcome to New York on a busy Saturday night. It's busy if you've been in anywhere near a shopping mall.
Yeah.
In the last 48 hours. Now, I said that in the first hour. He's Stephen Baldwin, by the way. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're glad that you're here.
I can't tell you what I did.
I'm assuming you haven't even darkened the door past your property line until you came to work tonight. Because anybody who's got a pulse knows that Black Friday's been really bad, and you were like, really? It has?
But on Wednesday...
Yeah, the day before Thanksgiving.
I was in a store, and I put a bunch of stuff on hold because the store has a policy where if you put something on hold...
It's called layaway, yes.
Well, no, this store, I can't... It's a big store.
Mm-hmm.
You know it well.
Mm-hmm.
But you can only put stuff on hold till like, they close that night. They don't hold it till the next day. It's only till that...
But somehow, I have this feeling... that someone made an exception to that rule for Stephen Baldwin.
So I spoke to the manager of the store.
Because he's a celebrity.
So. And the guy was like, no problem, Steve.
Yeah.
So he's holding it now till Monday. Right?
How does he get this?
Which is, well, just a nice guy, that's all.
Yeah. You milk the celebrity thing, though.
No, I'm just nice.
Yeah, you milk it. You're a milker. You're a celebrity milker.
Should I confess? I think what it really is that when people meet me and they expect that maybe I'll be one way, what I do is I just act really nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's all an act, though.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
He didn't get it. He didn't get
that,
it.
I'm just kidding.
I knew
you were kidding.
No, so anyway, the guy just was very nice. He's the manager of a big place.
Right.
And he put some stuff on hold till Monday.
It's very nice of him.
But what I'm going to ask him is, can I get the Black Friday prices?
See, and that's where I always think...
You think he's going to give me the Black Friday price on Monday after he was nice enough to hold it till Monday, which he shouldn't have.
And you asked to hold it on Wednesday, which by technicality, you should get the Wednesday pricing, which is the pre-Black Friday pricing.
Right.
But see, here's the thing. I'm with you like... Like, see, I kind of understand your concept of using your celebrity to get little goodies for you.
This is the best part of my relationship.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But you always take it like, you always take it like one more yard too far. Like, you always go like...
What do you mean?
Well, you're already asking them to break the rules because you're special. So, okay, I can't get here by the end of the day Wednesday. Can you keep it till Monday?
I don't know the rules.
So they're already breaking one rule.
Consumer.
Just because you're a celebrity and they don't want to have you bad-mouthing. You know, they don't want you to bad-tweet them, you know, because you...
So now it's a threat of some retaliation. I love that.
That's the way they think.
Well, yeah?
What will this guy do if I don't... Oh, I better be nice to him.
Yeah.
So, but then you pile on by going, no, if you really want to be a pal, can you give me the Black Friday price?
It's kind of like that. Remember the movie Caddyshack?
I was never allowed to watch Caddyshack.
And then there's Ted Knight's character.
I know who Ted Knight was.
Yeah. Well, he plays this guy.
Mary Tyler Moore, news guy.
An obnoxiously pressuring guy.
Yes.
And he goes, He does it all the time in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
He was the kind of guy that would say, now, if you really want to show me something, right? So that's what I'm going to do on Monday. I'm going to go, wow, this thanks so much. Now, if you really want to show me something, just don't be an Alec.
Just don't be an Alec.
Is that like a phrase now?
Yeah.
Don't be an Alec?
Yeah. Don't be an Alec.
Alec's cool. You're bad.
Part of the time. Well, when he's going through tough, life-changing things where he's being pushed through the crucible of the media and he's being shown face-to-face with his humanity, he turns into a nice guy. The rest of the time, he's still Alec.
Isn't it great when Alec just talks like the rest of it and says, when he's being pushed through the crucible? Who says that?
Yeah.
That's weird.
everybody understood except you.
Dangling partisan. What's right. wrong with you, dude?
Nothing. I just happen to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even very good at speaking English. You can ask my wife. She edits my column each week. She's like, I can't believe you're allowed to graduate from an American high school English program.
She says that?
She has.
Wow.
Not often. And I've gotten better. Yeah, I see.
That's awesome.
See, I am not the super smart guy. Uh-huh. Now, I don't know what that says about you, but I'm not the super smart guy.
Kevin McKellar, try the
No,
video.
So being an Alec is definitely a thing.
He'll be here all week.
So being, to answer your question, yes, being an Alec is a thing.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to be an Alec.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
So don't be one to that store. Like, they already did you a solid in breaking the rules. So you
don't
can keep
ask for the Black Friday price?
Yeah. Just be like, dude, I'm so grateful. Now, watch this. No. Watch my theory on this. I'm going to institute a little Danny Johnson theory here because...
And then I'll show you...
Some people don't know...
And then I'll show you...
Who Danny Johnson is.
CVB Jedi mind trick to that. Go ahead.
But... Danny Johnson is on some of these stations on Sunday nights, but you should check her out, DannyJohnson.com. She's all about...
Danny with an I.
One N and an I, DannyJohnson.com. Anyway, here's what she would say to do. And I have some graduates of her program in attendance tonight. You guys tell me if I'm off on this. The store's already done you a solid, right?
Right.
So they've already helped you one way. So what you do on Monday is you go back and you say, you know what? I really am thankful that you were able to help me in that way. That was an amazing thing. You were wonderful in doing that. And then do that without expectation. And watch what'll happen.
Right.
They're going to offer you the Black Friday discounts anyway.
Well,
but then you're not an Alec asking for it.
No, you're right.
Well, you know, people.
You're absolutely right.
I am on 30 o'clock.
But.
You're lucky to be in my presence.
But,
so you should give me a discount.
In the school of, like, Gordon Gekko that I went to, or something like that. I would do, like, kind of a hybrid of all of that. A Stevie B Jedi mind
trick.
Just
drop the Alec part altogether. Just be
here's what I'm gonna
nice Stevie B.
I'm going to thank the guy, like you said.
Profusely.
And I'm going to
lavish
follow
him with
the
praise.
Danny Johnson mentality. And then I'm just going to tell this story. I'm going to say, and then what happened was, I was going to... See if I
ask
could.
You for the discount,
yeah,
but my partner said I shouldn't do that.
My partner said I shouldn't do that,
and then it'll be guaranteed that he'll give it to you.
What do you? No, there's. Come on, there's no guarantee of anything.
You're gonna get it.
But at least I'm just
but
doing.
See, no, that's still
I'm
asking though.
No,
it is.
No, it's
it
not.
Is. It is. It's.
It is not.
It's the Stevie B loophole.
That's not
it's
asking.
It's the way of asking without
it's the
asking.
Jedi mind trick.
Yeah.
You don't have to give me that Black Friday.
Here's the. These are not these are not the sales I'm looking for.
Perfect.
888-340-3373. I'd like to know what people listening right now are thinking. Should Stephen ask? Because look, the store doesn't have to give you the hold past
for 5 days,
past the 24 hours that they do for their regular customers.
Super nice of the guy.
Right. So, and you're recognizing that. I'm not saying you're an ungrateful Alec about this.
Can you just calm down now?
Why?
Just enough with the A word.
I told you it was a thing.
Go ahead.
So anyway, 888-340-3373. This is what we want to know. 888-340-3373. Should Stephen just go back to the store on Monday, thank them profusely, and in no way at all imply Jedi mind, ask anything for the discount. Be prepared to just say thank you, turn around, and walk out paying the full price of whatever it was on Wednesday when he put him on hold. Is that the better way to go? Or should he, because he is Stevie B, say, hey, we had this really cool conversation.
I'd like to know.
Yeah. Stephen wants to know. Give him your sage Yoda-ism tonight.
Yes, young bad one.
Help you, I will.
Yes, see the truth you will, soon.
Black Friday.
Friday that is black shall not be seen again for another year. Hmm.
888-340-3373.
That's awesome.
I can't decide if it sounds more like Grover or Yoda. Because the guy did the same voice.
No, it's up. No, it's not.
Yeah, Frank.
No,
Oz did
it's
both.
Not. Don't tell me that you're about to ruin my life.
No, no, no. Grover and Yoda—they're like the same.
That's not true. I'm looking that up right
Watch.
Now.
Watch. Here's my Grover.
Near.
Far.
That's Grover.
Now do Yoda.
Help you, I will.
It's different, though. You don't realize no, it's different.
It's pretty close.
It's Frank a little different.
Frank Oz did both voices.
I can't believe
yeah.
that.
The Muppet Master himself.
My
anyway, 888-340-3373. Should Stephen ask for the discount, or should he be like a normal person and just be grateful for their help?
98% of the population will end up dead or dead dead.
Finally, on radio, Danny Johnson.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson. Nationwide, Sunday nights.
For you, is that how you want to be? Is that the life that you want? Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have.
Why live under the burden of death?
Say, look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance on getting the lowest price possible for your prescription drugs. I'm happy to report that every month, thousands of you are experiencing savings as high as 35%, but on average, about 27% off of what they formerly pay for the prescriptions that they needed. If you've not yet signed up, it's easy to do. Just go to CARESProject.com. That's CARESProject.com and print your card today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Sounds like too much. better now. Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night. Just, I don't know what happened to my partner, Kevin
better
McCullough.
Better than what?
I don't know what's happening to you, dude. You're getting nicer and hipper and cooler, and it must be me.
And yet, here most people think I've changed less than anybody else in the last year.
Really?
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Well, your ogre-ness is...
What does that make you, Shrek?
No, I'd be like...
No, you're Puss in Boots. If I'm Shrek, no. If I'm the ogre, you're Puss in Boots.
I'm Eddie Murphy's guy. Is that the same movie?
That's the donkey.
Right, that's me. I'm like, hit me one time. Tell me about it. Yeah, that's me.
And today, I'm going to talk to you about near and far. In fact, I, little furry Grover, am going to show you near and far. Okay, here goes. First, this is near. Right here, near. This is far!
Okay. So later, before the show's over, I got, now that we've heard that, can you pull it up quick enough? Because I want to hear Yoda. Because that sounds one way. I think it's all, I think they've tricked you. I think it's a sick, evil plot to have convinced the world that the Saint, hold on.
Always with you, what cannot be done. Hear you nothing that I say. You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No, try not. Do. Or do not. Yes! There is no try.
Yes! That's my guy! You know how I just, you know who I say reminds me of Yoda is my wife.
How is that a compliment?
Because my wife is such a gnarly prayer warrior that, like.
I'm going to try that one when I get home tonight. Hi, sweetie. I just want you to know every time I think of you, Yoda comes to mind.
But see, in my marriage.
Your big pointy ears, your bald green head.
No. No. I would
the
say,
way you can fold yourself up and put yourself away in a suitcase. It's just, I love it.
You're a sick person. You're really sick.
I'm not the one calling my wife Yoda.
I just meant in the way that Yoda was full of wisdom and insight.
You know he was just a puppet, right?
Well,
you didn't know that he and Grover
and
were the same guy.
Let's get back to another thing.
Yes?
Those two voices don't sound anything alike.
I think you are mistaken.
Yeah, this is just your warped version of it. Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340.
Why are you giving them the phone number? What do you want them to call about?
And that's the other thing. I said coming out of the break, I wanted to take the return.
Right, and you did.
Because
you had something
doesn't
you wanted
anyone
to say?
Care how I handle this Black Friday situation on Monday?
Oh, yeah, evidently they don't.
No one's called in.
You know what I think it
Where's my peeps?
Well, I think they're like, oh, that's just another celebrity asking for another favor. I think that's other.
I don't think so.
Processing it.
I think they just think, Who cares?
A celebrity asking for favors? Let him rot!
Yeah. Stephen Baldwin, you know.
Throw him in the slammer.
Got a Jedi mind trick a guy at a store for some black friend. Who cares? I thought it was kind of interesting.
Okay.
Let's go to my topic.
Yeah.
Which is
interesting.
Which you're just an ogre. Anyway, I'm surfing around.
Donkey.
And I just finished working on the Celebrity Apprentice All-Star Edition.
Yeah.
Which I can't talk about.
Right. And nobody cares.
But let me just say something. Oh, no. A lot of people care.
Not yet. It's not coming to a TV until March.
Right.
Right. So they don't care.
They do.
Not right now. Go ahead.
No, they do.
No, not now.
But anyway, Penn Jillette.
Yes.
From the incredibly talented Penn and Teller illusionist program.
They're not the ones that had the tigers that ate one of them.
No.
That was the other guys.
That's the other, yeah, Penn and Gillette aren't like those guys at all.
Although Gillette, Penn would make a...
an edible person? Oh, no. Gillette would.
Gillette.
Penn, yeah. Teller, and something.
Who were you with?
The big, tall, long, dark-haired
right.
guy, Penn Gillette.
Okay, yeah.
Who's an interesting guy, but he's one of the most outspoken...
He'd make a tasty meal for a tiger.
Probably for a couple weeks. Ba-dum-bum! But anyway, Penn, who's fabulous.
Do or do not.
We got along very well, and he is one of the foremost outspoken atheists in the United States of America.
In the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
In fact, he said to me, you know, I get lots of letters from young people who believe what you believe, hundreds of them, how they're praying for me and all this kind of stuff. And I just think it's so cute. So we had multiple, on camera, on the program, Penn Jillette and I had multiple incredible conversations.
Coming
about,
to an NBC affiliate near you in March.
Right. So I see this article somewhere. I guess it was AOL, right? And here it is. And it talks about this fella. It says atheist Patrick Green.
Right.
Who I guess in the story something happened where he lives, a church who had heard about some problems he was having went out of its way to raise some money to help him financially with I guess an illness his wife was suffering. Go ahead.
Here's the full background on the story. He had threatened to sue Henderson County over the nativity scene that they had had on the courthouse lawn for years and years.
Right.
Then he had these health problems, and he started
He had them. I'm sorry.
He and his wife both had them, and they had these kind of failing health and health scares, et cetera, et cetera. So the local church there, and several people not from that church but from other faith-based organizations, gathered money because Green and his wife were not exactly well off, and they needed some help with expenses and, you know, getting through the stuff. So they basically came to his aid in his most dire circumstance, as we would hope most Christians would under the same conditions. And that then, okay, so he was moved by that. He was touched by it. So he wanted to show his, I don't know, way of saying thanks, I guess, mm-hmm. what you'd say. Mm-hmm. So pick it up from there.
Well, now that I got a mouthful of cookie, thanks.
Well, stop eating while you're doing the show.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. I get nervous across from you.
Yeah, but this is your topic.
I know. But you're better at this than me. Or maybe I'm just lazy.
Welcome to the Kevin McCullough Show, now on Saturday nights.
You're right. Exactly. But wait a second. I just want to say one thing. So Mr. Green,
yeah,
a staunch atheist,
mm-hmm.
turns around and, as a way of saying thank you to the church, puts together this Christmas ornament, a big star.
Yeah, it's actually a star for their nativity scene
right.
that goes out on the lawn. So it's huge. It's actually kind of like the size of a kite.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's big.
So you're better at this than me.
Well.
We'll be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Yeah, we're in the spirit. Lots of festive holiday atmosphere around here. But listen, one of those things that's going to be just plaguing you following your time this holiday season is all of the food you will have eaten, the weight you will have gained. And because you're exposed to nearly 80,000 toxins a day in your environment, between the stuff that's in the dye on the carpet underneath your feet, in the air that you breathe, in the hair dryer that you use, almost everything that you touch, see, or feel has toxins in it, and almost everything that you eat, if it's not, you know, organic and good for you, and even some of those things, they've been treated with things that are. So how do you get rid of, how do you neutralize that toxicity? Well, my friends at LoseWeightLoseWrinkles.com are doing something revolutionary. They are offering absolutely free, no cost to you, complimentary toxic body consultations. So what you do is you call 877-970-7546 and say, may I get my complimentary toxicity consultation, please? You can also go up and go online and sign up for one. Just go to LoseWeightLoseWrinkles.com. LoseWeightLoseWrinkles, all one word, .com. LoseWeightLoseWrinkles.com or call 877-970-7546. That toxicity is making your body hang on to fat. It's causing you to lose energy and stamina. And it's got other negative effects that it's going to wear you out with as well. You want to feel younger and look younger? Get your toxicity consultation for free, 877-970-7546. And while you're at LoseWeightLoseWrinkles.com, see for yourself the before and after pictures of people that are getting toxicity dealt with in their life. Lose weight, losewrinkles.com. All right, so
you got this atheist out of San Antonio, Patrick Green. And some nice church folks are nice to him. And in return, what he says is, I've built this beautiful star that you can hang on your Christmas tree at your church, nice people from the church. And it says Green argues in this debate because he did the star and then he wanted a sign to say, and this star was donated by two atheists. And apparently the church was willing to hang the star, but not willing to hang the sign. And it says here, Green argued that his star and sign is meant as an expression of gratitude and to tame tensions between atheists and Christians. And here's the thing. You know, I worked with Penn Jillette on All-Star Celebrity Apprentice. And
you mentioned that.
But I say it just because I really had some amazing conversation. I mean, let me just say something. Atheists are nice people, too. That's basically what I want to say.
I don't ever remember anyone saying otherwise, but go ahead.
Well, you might think otherwise. So my question is,
I've never thought otherwise.
Right, but my question is it fair for Mr. Green to request that the church hang a sign that says this ornament was donated by two atheists? Because he authentically is saying it's to tame the tensions between atheists and Christians. Should the Christians allow him to promote his atheism as a sign of goodwill? Or do we agree with the Christians at this church that are saying, well, that kind of might be weird and might be misinterpreted and people might not get it. And you know, it is about Jesus and all of this. And is it probably better we don't do that? So 888-340-3373 is the number to call right now. Should the church in Texas allow this atheist who says that it's just a heartfelt expression of gratitude,
sure,
that he made this Christmas ornament and wants to hang it on the church tree that of this church for these Christians that were so nice to him in order to tame tensions between atheists and Christians? Or should he be allowed to express that? Or are the Christians right and should they say, well, hang the ornament and, hey, if it comes up or whatever, we'll talk about it. And Lord knows it's already going to be out there enough already by the media.
Sure.
888-340-3373.
So who's right and who should get to say whether or not the note stays with the star accompanying it? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Very interested in your thoughts on this.
What do you think?
I'm sitting here thinking about this, and I actually see, I see some real upsides to the church capitulating to his demands.
I almost agree with you.
And
there's
think,
a part of me that
think,
wants to completely get that. Go
I
ahead.
Think if they're if I think if they're fighting him on this, and I don't know the tone of the conversation, so it's hard for me to judge just reading news reports because you don't know what those conversations have been like. And here's what we do know. There is some affection for one another here. These are people that helped this man in a time of need, gave him gifts that he didn't earn. They just gave him help. And now he's turned around and is expressing something of gratitude back to them. So when we come back, I'll tell you what opportunity I think they missed. But I want to know from you, who's right? 888-340-3373.
You know you're losing the war.
Truth is, you haven't even been trying to win.
Stupid things like debt consolidation and...
Best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host, Annie Johnson.
Why is it important to groom the next generation for success? 14,000 hours of schooling that you and I had from kindergarten just to the 12th grade. Not a single class was on financial wisdom. Not a single hour teaching us the difference between wise and foolish spending. Teaching us really the price that credit card debt really pays on an individual and a family. Not a single class on how to become an entrepreneur, start your own business. Not a single class on even how to motivate and work with other individuals. Not a single class in those areas. And so why is it important to groom the next generation for success? Because right now society is grooming the next generation for accidental failure.
Why not discover for yourself the proven strategies for raising the next generation of leaders? Grooming the Next Generation for Success, the book, exclusively at DannyJohnson.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and we're glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Stephen asked the question, this case out of Texas, and it is an interesting case. This guy, Mr. Green, was having a bad health scenario. He had decided to sue Henderson County because they allow a nativity scene on the courthouse lawn. We've seen so many of those stories come through the papers. But when this guy came down with cancer, the local church there that sponsored the nativity scene said, "Hey, we're going to take up a collection and help you fight this disease, this sickness." And they ended up giving hundreds of dollars to help him and his wife through the health scare. And he was really moved. He was touched by their kindness, and he gives the county's nativity scene this star. He buys a star for the nativity scene, not for the Christmas tree, for the nativity scene. This is part of what makes this an interesting story. And they're very appreciative of it. And he's saying, "Look, I'm appreciative of this." He said, "And I want to say to the world that this star at this nativity scene was donated by atheists." And I guess he might be thinking that's kind of revolutionary, because usually atheists run away from nativity scenes. They don't want to have anything to do with them. But this is what he wants to do. Now, the church that sponsors the nativity scene, not so much into it. "Well, no, we don't want to have a sign there sitting there saying, it was donated by atheists." So, just before the break, Stephen asked, Kev, what do you think? Well, I think that the church should allow him to have the note. And by the way, it's not some small note. It's like the size of a cardboard box. It's big. I saw a picture of it on the thing.
Yeah.
And it said, this star donated by two atheists. And I think they should allow him to put that there. Because if it's been the church's goal to show him kind of unconditional love, meaning that if they claim, well, because we're people of faith, we're saying that we're loving people the way Jesus would.
Right.
And we're going to do that unconditionally.
Right.
So they shouldn't stop loving him just because he wants the world to know that he's the one that donated the star. It's kind of like saying to a person that doesn't know anything about faith that you have to get all cleaned up and be perfect before you become a member of the faith, instead of just letting God do what he's going to do in them
right.
while he comes. So I kind of think they don't have anything to lose by just letting him put the note there. And just let the world know that an atheist donated the star.
Well,
you know what's interesting? The star was the sign that pointed to Christ in the biblical narrative. The atheist is pointing people to Jesus. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
He probably doesn't realize it, though.
But, well, maybe he does.
So anyway, you asked me what I thought. That's what I think. I think they should let him do it.
Here's what I think.
Okay.
I think he's an atheist, and I'm assuming now, this is my guess, that he just, however, in his own promotion of atheism, just wants to see the word atheist up against the backdrop or this representation of Jesus, the Christ, the Savior. Now, I think that what you're saying is correct, meaning I think that there's an interesting conversation that can come out of it, that this pastor and this church...
But you're saying... I just want to make sure I understand what you're saying.
I didn't finish. I think they should change the word. I think you should say to them, if you don't mind, change the word to unbeliever. And then we will, for anyone that asks, we will explain that you were an atheist. We just feel like it's...
Why? But again, you're trying to make him conform into a religious system that he doesn't acknowledge. Where the goal, the goal started out by being, we're going to love him, we're going to give him money. He didn't earn that money. That was a pure gift from them saying, you're going through a tough time, we're just going to give you this money. It helped him get through the health scare. And now out of gratitude, and maybe his motives aren't altruistic, but all you can do is take him at his word. I mean, you can't really say, oh, well, you're saying one thing, but you want to do something else. And he wants to contribute to the nativity scene, which he had previously been trying to sue to get removed, right?
Which is an indication of the kind of guy he is. But go ahead.
True. But what I'm saying is there's obviously an evolution in place here. Like, he's starting to see how Christians really are, that they're not all animals and monsters.
Or he could just be 10 times more wicked than you realize. But go ahead.
No, I'm assuming that he's wicked.
Right.
I'm assuming that he's not wanting a positive spiritual outcome of any of this. And what I'm saying is, sinners are sinners, and they just have to be, like, you can't make them not be sinners before they come to an understanding of what Jesus did.
Right, but in the process, should believers allow for sinners to mock God in order to get to that place?
Well, you're assuming he's trying to mock.
Well, I didn't say that about that. I'm asking you that question.
Not in their own place. Ah. Not in their house of worship. The nativity scene's not on their lawn. This is at the courthouse. It's at the public courthouse. Now, the church sponsors it, but it's at the public courthouse.
And it's the church that's saying to him they don't want to allow it.
Right, because it's their nativity scene.
That's what I'm saying.
So, but it's the public square. Like, I think of it as, like, two people...
I think it's mocking.
Okay.
I think it's mocking.
So you think he should not be allowed to put the note up?
To put the word atheist up in a nativity scene that obviously is an attempt to glorify the Savior of the world.
And I just don't think that the I don't think that the church loses anything by allowing him. Okay.
I think it mocks it. 888-340-3373.
888-340-3373. Who's right? Stevie B or KMC? Because it is an interesting concept, and he obviously has a different feeling about the nativity scene than he did a year ago. He was in the process of suing them to get it removed altogether. Now he's participating in it with them as a sign of gratitude. That's what he says.
Right.
Obviously we're taking people at their face value on this.
And you're saying that the hope is maybe he's coming around.
He obviously is coming around.
Or not.
He's not trying to burn it down. He's not trying to get it removed. He's contributing the symbol that points to Jesus. He doesn't know it, but it's the symbol that points to Jesus in the whole thing. It's kind of interesting.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. As the father of a brand new baby boy, my second son, I realized a few days ago...
Hi, Kevin McCullough, CEO of Extreme Media, the media company that brings you this broadcast. Do you use PayPal for your home-based business? Do you take credit card orders online and use their services to help further your goals? Are you in favor of the fact that they help process credit card transactions from pornographic magazines and Planned Parenthood? Are there other things that you're concerned about, like the safety of our citizens and not giving monies back to, for instance, activists, Muslim organizations? PayPal does not distinguish between honorable and dishonorable businesses. And every time you pay them your 2.4 vendor percent, you're helping further the goals of Planned Parenthood, pornographic magazines, and activism causes you may not believe in. Fortunately, there's a better way. We call it cleancreditbiz.com. Cleancreditbiz.com. If you wish to keep your credit card processing free of any dishonorable associations like pornographic magazines, Planned Parenthood, or activism causes you disagree with, cleancreditbiz.com or 888-340-3373
and press 2.
cleancreditbiz.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The first nowhere, the angel.
Saturday night, it's Bob and McCullough Live. That was good, Kev.
What's that?
You tried to zap me on the return.
I didn't zap you.
You did.
I've done all the returns this hour.
Ogre.
Donkey.
Yeah, this is great. I love this.
Although we need to do it in like Scottish brogues.
Okay, let me hear your Scottish brogue.
I don't know. I don't know if I can do one.
Oh, here is everything Kermit now?
That's not Kermit. That's Grover and Yoda.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
no, it's not the same
right,
thing.
Right, no.
Hello, I'm Kermit the Frog.
That's different than...
Why are you...
Grover!
You're coming out of the closet with all this hidden talent.
Hey, stop that right there.
No,
I was never in any closet. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. That's my business partner, Stephen Baldwin, who was a co-star in the movie Threesome. Just saying.
Oh, I'm loving this. Hey, so what's the deal?
Found some more information out on this.
Yeah.
So the atheist said that the reason that he wanted the sign to be there is because he couldn't risk any more animosity toward atheists by letting people think Christians are the ones who put the nativity scene there and that Christians were also the one that put the star there.
So he needed that clarification.
So he feels like, I don't know, that they're somehow going to sweep it under the rug that atheists contributed to the nativity scene if it's not noted that atheists did.
Huh.
I didn't say this guy was like a clear thinker or anything. I mean, this is just what he's saying. Let's go to line one. Annie's,
I love it.
Annie's in the Bronx, listening to AM 970, The Answer, out of New York. Line one. Annie, are you there?
Hi, yes I am. How you doing?
Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too. Did you eat a lot of pasta and stuffing?
Yes, I did, actually.
There you go.
Pasta?
Not too much, you know.
It's because Annie's from the Bronx. I bet she makes the red sauce, too.
But, thank you. I wanted to say that it seems to me that Mr. Green might have ulterior motives for the simple reason that when he received help from the church, it was unconditional. So why can't he likewise just give unconditionally these gifts and this be between him and the church? I doubt that the church will go and publicly announce, oh, we helped this individual in a time of crisis and he was an atheist, look at us. Why can't he likewise just say, you know what, you helped me in a time of need, I accepted it and I'm very grateful, and here's a gift from me to you. But no, it's so important for him to say that it's from an atheist. And it's, I was a little torn, but I do have to come to the conclusion that I feel that he's got an ulterior motive.
Okay, so Annie, so say that he does. Does that mean it's wrong for the Christians to just let that weakness of his be evident in how they're reaching out to him? Actually, Annie, we're out of time for the whole week. Thanks for being here. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Send